Sermon 4. Jesus Christ took all the judgment for sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 17 through 31. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. What is the message of the cross? The message of the cross collectively refers to the method by which Jesus was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, and hung on the cross to save sinners. It was said, For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. What is the message of the cross? It is believing the word that Jesus made us God's people through the baptism he received from John, his shedding of blood on the cross, his death, and his resurrection. Therefore, the message of the cross implies the truth that he saved us through the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. In Romans, the Apostle Paul spoke like this, Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Looking at the word in Numbers chapter 19, it explains this part in detail. God called Moses and Aaron and told them to bring a red heifer without blemish, on which a yoke had never come, outside the camp and slaughter it. And he told them to take some of its blood with a finger and sprinkle it seven times toward the front of the tabernacle of meeting, and to burn the hide, flesh, blood, and everything in the fire. At the same time, he told them to take cedar wood, hyssop, and scarlet thread and throw them into the midst of the fire burning the heifer. And he told them not to throw away the ashes, but to keep them, so that when the people of Israel committed uncleanness, they could mix the ashes with water to make water of purification and use it. He said that if the people of Israel touched a dead body or broke God's law, dipping a hyssop branch in that water and sprinkling it on the person would make them clean. The sacrifice of the heifer points to the ministry of Jesus Christ. Then, what does this water of purification speak of spiritually? When we saints live in this world and commit sins out of weakness, making our hearts dirty, if we try to return before God, Our conscience and God's justice demand judgment for those sins, because the wages of sin is death. The red heifer is a holy, set-apart animal. Although it has no blemish of its own, it bears the sins of the people of Israel, is killed as a sin offering, sheds its blood, and is burned in the fire. This foreshadows the message of the cross, which collectively refers to the fact that Jesus Christ was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, was killed on the cross, and resurrected. Jesus Christ is the Savior who saved believers from their sins once and for all by being baptized by John, having the sins of the world transferred to him, and taking the judgment for sin on the cross. Therefore, you and I can confirm that we have been saved by coming before God through believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit in our hearts. Whom should you and I look to when we fall into the world? Even if you and I have believed the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, we can fall into our own weaknesses. At such times, we must have faith to look to and believe in the Lord, who was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, took the judgment for our sins in our place, and saved us. Only then can we cleanse our hearts and follow our righteous Lord. And then, with the faith that believes in the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, we must return before God and serve the work of preaching the gospel. If we do not use the faith that believes the word of the gospel granted by the Lord, we will fall into spiritual destruction. The Bible says, "The just shall live by faith." Romans chapter 1, verse 17. We must always live with the faith that believes the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. If we do not use the faith that believes in the righteousness of the Lord, the forces of darkness will try to cover our souls. If we live having received the blotting out of sins by believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit in our hearts, Satan the devil begins to attack the weaknesses of our flesh from then on. When we fall into the world and our hearts become dirty, we must not leave that dirtiness to take over your hearts. At such times, we must become victors by looking at the ministry of the Lord, who was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, took all the judgment for sin on the cross, and saved us who believe. Jesus Christ gives the removal of sins and holiness to those who believe. The Apostle Paul spoke like this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. Jesus Christ came from God the Father and became our Savior, because he gave us the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit that delivers us from the sins of the world. Jesus Christ allowed those who believe the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit to obtain the elimination of sins and new life by faith. Even if Satan tries to drag those who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit into the world and disappoint them, that work can never succeed. Because Jesus Christ not only washed away all of your and my sins once and for all by being baptized by John, but he also has already taken all the judgment for all sins. We must look at that fact with the eyes of faith. The Lord has made us into those who cannot live apart from Jesus Christ. Even if we try to leave the Lord and go to destruction, the Lord has worked so that he beckons to us at any time to live embraced in the Lord's bosom. Therefore, we must live by faith, looking at the righteousness of Jesus Christ who made us perfect. Hallelujah. Return to the faith that believes the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Because Jesus Christ was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, took the judgment for sin on the cross, and resurrected from death, He became the eternal Savior to us who believe. Jesus Christ washed away all our sins once and for all through the baptism he received from John, and he took the judgment for all sins once and for all by being crucified on the cross. Even when Satan the devil brings a sense of condemnation into our hearts, we must defeat Satan by believing in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, step back, Satan. In order to grant me the blotting out of my sins, the Lord was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, and took the judgment for sin on the cross, thereby saving me now from all sins and judgment. We can use the faith that believes this word to defeat Satan and return to God. To do so, our hearts must first be armed with the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Because while we live in this world, we can fall into the world at any time. Therefore, we must always live firmly with the faith that believes Jesus Christ was baptized by John, took the judgment for sin on the cross in our place, resurrected from death, and became our Savior. Then, by believing in the Lord's righteousness, we can become those who give glory to the Lord and please God. Hallelujah.